Hey, hey, what's going on? Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. A very, very, very epic Tuesday to you. What's cracking? Nice to have you here. All right. The reason for that is, thank you, Alvie. We have got a lot of show for you. Let me remind you, we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current home, Rocket can. A ton of show. I've got three very good interviews, but we are backloading, meaning you should jump in early and often. 1-800-636-8686. It is not the dog days of summer. In fact, never too soon to start smack off season. Yes, I know you're about a year out, but never too soon to start. Start building a resume. Get up in here. In fact, I wouldn't mind hearing from an old schooler. Yesterday, old Manny from Oxnard called. You never know who might call. Phone lines are open. And I know we actually do pick up new listeners. So if you're new to the program, maybe you found us on CBS Sports Network, maybe you're just finding the radio program and you want to jump in, get involved, what are you waiting on? Just do it. Just do it. Get in here. The phone number is toll free. If you want to hit me up on social media, you know that that works too. At Jim Rome, R-O-M-E. We still take your emails. The email address is Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. So we're wide open in the first hour. Coming up in hour number two, I've got back-to-back football interviews. I've got the head football coach at Wisconsin, Paul Christ, 10:20. 10:40, recently retired Jason McCourty. Now a member of the NFL Network, coming up at 11:40, speaking of NFL Network, friend of ours, Jeffrey Chidiha. So, three good football interviews. One in college, two in the NFL, and a whole lot more. Do you know what you want to cover? Once again, 1-800-636-8686. Jock is screening out the phone calls. One of his duties as the EP of this program is to screen your calls out. Once again, a very agreeable fella. Pasty, but agreeable. Very bright. Ivy Leaguer. He's going to ask you what you want to talk about. He's actually on your side. He does not make it about him. He's not a diva. He wants you to be successful. He wants the show to be better. Just make sure you know what you want to talk about and then pitch it to him, and then he will put you in the seg. All right, here's where we're starting. And not a place where I ever thought that I would start, frankly. After Kyler Murray and the Cardinals agreed on that contract extension, I really thought that that would be the last time that I would talk about Kyler Murray and that contract extension. And holy crap, was I ever wrong about that.
Wrong.
Because it is back, and it's uglier than ever. The devil is in the details, and in the details of this contract is a homework clause. You heard me correctly. There is an actual homework clause. You know, like the kind of contract you draw up with your 12-year-old to make sure they do their biology project before they get any screen time. And wait for it. There really is a screen time component to this. The clause has the heading, quote, independent study addendum between Arizona Cardinals and Kyler Murray. And it goes on to read, and I quote, players shall complete at least 4 hours of independent study each week, excluding any bye week, during each playing season during the term of the contract. End of quote. In other words, you do your homework or we're ripping your phone. Is that an NFL franchise talking to their franchise quarterback or me talking to my teenage son? Because that sounds like the same exact conversation I've had 100 times with Rogan Loam.
Rogan Loam.
Yet the Cards actually wrote that into the contract, that he needs to study 4 hours of film on top of what he's already studying every single week. That's an actual thing. That's actually in his contract. 4 hours. Less than 45 minutes per day. Like, I'm not sure what's worse. Needing to put that into a franchise quarterback's contract or actually putting that into a franchise quarterback's contract. Now, I think you know it's a given. I stuck my neck out for this guy for so much of last season. just as it's a given, the Cards are a great jungle team. There's a hell of a lot to like about that roster. There's a hell of a lot to like about that organization. But not very much at all to like about this story. I mean, it is a terrible look for everybody involved. Terrible for Kyler that he's not putting in the time necessary to be the guy. And terrible for the team that they just guaranteed $160 million to a dude that they do not trust and that they have to force to study film. Even more ridiculous, I wonder what the negotiation regarding the film study involved. I mean, did the team try to mandate 8 hours a week only to have Kyler's agent counter with two? And did they settle on four? I mean, nothing should shock me at this point of my career and my life. But mandating that a professional athlete study film shocks the hell out of me. It's ridiculous that you feel you have to put that into a contract. Ridiculous that you're mandating that of a guy who you just guaranteed $160 million to. I mean, what a terrible look for Murray. Is there also a make your bed clause? Is there a pick up your room clause? Is there a mow the lawn clause? Is there a wash your dishes clause? Is there a turn off the lights clause? Is there a shut the door, the AC is on clause? Is there a walk the dog clause? Is there a pick up your room clause? I mean, literally, these are all things other than the dog that I've had to talk to Rogan Loam about over and over. Is there a stop leaving the jacuzzi on clause? All these things. In case you're wondering. In case you're wondering, it's film that Kyler watches during mandatory meetings. That film does not count. Again, he can't have a running clock during mandatory meetings and then claim credit for that. He has to do the four additional hours on his own on top of what he's already doing with the team with film that the team provides for him. All right, so what a total lack of trust. You know what this is? This is Jamarcus Russell blank DVD material.
Jamarcus Russell.
Jamarcus Russell blank Jamarcus DVD Russell. Territory. Remember that whole thing? And as if that weren't humiliating enough, there really is a clause in the clause about screen time. Quote, players shall not receive any credit for independent study with respect to any time periods during which any material is displayed on an iPad or other electronic device if a player is not personally studying or watching the material while it is being displayed or played, or B, player is engaged in any other activity that may distract his attention. For example, watching television, playing video games, or browsing the internet while such material is being displayed or played. Holy bleep. Like, I can't even believe I just read that clause. Like, that's a clause in an NFL franchise quarterback's contract. That's a clause in a $230 million contract. Are you bleeping kidding me with that? You know what that is? That's online traffic school. Online traffic school. They're going to be monitoring him to make sure he's actually looking at the screen and doing what he's supposed to be doing and not gaming, scrolling, or porning during study time. I mean, this story. What happens if they do catch him doing any of that? You know he's getting his phone and his PS4 privileges ripped. And do not come for a second up in here and try to tell me this is normal. This is not unusual. This doesn't happen. I mean, this doesn't happen. Just like I don't want to hear that Murray already does this kind of film study and the Cardinals just want to get it in writing. The hell he does. The hell they did. You do not put this into a contract if it's already happening. You put it into a contract because it's not happening. You put it into the contract as a way of getting out of the contract or parts of the contract if it doesn't happen. Moreover, the guy actually admits he doesn't watch a ton of film. Even worse is his explanation for why he doesn't watch a ton of film. It's because he's so sharp. It's because he's so smart, he doesn't need to. He said as much to the New York Times in December. Quote, he said this to the New York Times. Quote, I think I was blessed with the cognitive skills to just go out there and just see it before it happens. I'm not one of those guys that's going to sit there and kill myself watching film. I don't sit there for 24 hours and break down this team and that team and watch every game because in my head, I see so much. End of quote. Again, how many times in one take can I say, holy crap, but want to say, holy ish? That's an amazing thing to say. Imagine thinking that, much less saying that. Imagine thinking that you have the, quote, cognitive skills to not have to watch film and that you're not going to, quote, kill myself watching film. Imagine thinking that and then imagine actually saying it out loud. And not just saying it out loud, but saying it to the New York Times. And saying it when you're going to be negotiating a contract in a few months. So, of course, this Homer Clause is a terrible look for Kyler. A brutal look for Kyler. Especially when there were already questions about his leadership and his commitment in the past. It underlines all the worst questions about that leadership and commitment and puts them in bold in a legal document worth $230 million. Terrible look for him. But by the way, don't sleep on how bad that looks for the team too. You just agreed to a $230 million contract with a guy that you do not trust to do the work. You're on the hook for crazy guaranteed jack for a guy that you have to treat like a 12-year-old. If you have that little confidence in your quarterback to do that part of the job, why are you giving him the contract? And if you have that little trust in him, why are you paying him? I'm not sure what Murray and the team were hoping to achieve with that clause, but all they really got was they made each other look terrible. I have never seen a $230 million contract do this kind of damage to a guy's reputation. As much as they might get for those 4 hours a film study, the damage they did by putting that into a contract cannot be undone. Hope those 4 hours of homework every week are worth it because your franchise quarterback looks like a child because it's in there. And the franchise doesn't look much better. And never, ever, ever say that I won't come for those I love. That hurt me as much as it hurt them. In fact, I'm not even done yet. Is Steve Keim going to make Kyler study in the same room so he can keep an eye on him? Is Cliff Kingsbury going to disconnect the Wi-Fi if he catches Kyler on Discord? Is Steve checking Kyler's headphones and finding out that he's actually listening to some YouTuber? I mean, good luck shaking this. And this is going to be like this all season long. Like, I can't wait for Monday morning sports talk banner after the Cards play the Chiefs. Like, if Kyler balls out of his eyeballs, it'll be like, Kyler definitely pushed away from the PlayStation and mixed in game film sesh. Or if he has 3 picks and the Chiefs do boat race him, instead of going over the correct play calls, Kyler was going over his play on Call of Duty. The tabs will be screaming, Kyler prefers his Xbox over his X receiver. I got one more question. How the hell did this get out? How the hell did that get out? Who wanted that leaked? I don't know. I mean, one theory comes to mind. Has anybody seen Charlie Casserly lately? Or has one clone glossed him, Charlie Asserly? Was old Charlie hiding in the AC ducts above the conference room? Did C-squared go Mission Impossible, suspend himself from the ceiling, and make copies of the contract like Ethan Hunt making copies of the knock list? Did he slip a laxative into the janitor's coffee? You know, Casserly in a tight black gymnast suit, catching a bead of sweat from his glasses before it falls on the touch-sensitive floors. I'll tell you what, if I'm Casserly, I post a pic on Instagram of me rocking a shirt that says Vindication on the front and Told Ya on the back. Man, if I'm Chuck, I'm making the rounds to all the TV shows. Just call me Car Wash Casserly.
Leadership, not good. Okay, study habits, not good. The board work, below not good.
Me, extra good. Me, above good. Me, what's better than good? What a wild story. You get a mandate, this guy does his homework. But you're going to guarantee 160 mil? Wild. And frankly, Arizona, I'm not going to say I'm sorry because I'm not. But I did hate to have to do that. Got to smack your own. You know I love those guys. And by the way, Kyler, I could not have put my neck out any further for you last year than I did. So unfortunately, not only did I have a professional duty to do that, as much as that sucked to have to do, I had to do that. And I was right to do that. Do your homework, my dude. Do your homework. 1-800-636-8686. All right, so in addition to that, some other NFL notes. You know, because it is the start of training camp, you've got all those articles dropping about, you know, the 50 top quarterbacks or the tiers of the quarterbacks, or we interviewed 50 anonymous coaches and executives, and this is what they had to say about quarterbacks. All that stuff's out. And by the way, I'm not saying that that's not legit. Mike Sando of The Athletic actually dropped a pretty interesting piece with some guys who made some pretty interesting comments about Trey Lance and Lamar Jackson. And I want to get to that as well. In addition to those topics, Mike McCarthy, the big fella, already in mid-season form, crying about people speculating about his job already. What, dude? You walked through the door. Of course there was speculation.
Called timeout.
Yet for some reason, he didn't know. He didn't expect that. He didn't know that was coming. Dude, how could you not know, big fella? How could you not know, big fella, the second you turned that doorknob, somebody was going to ask you about your job? But apparently he didn't know, and he didn't like it. That's going to go extraordinarily badly for him and pretty well for the rest of us. Speaking of big fellas, big fella code for fat, but I don't do that. Speaking of big fellas, you know the guy that you clones love to gloss, Lardon? Based on a picture I saw yesterday on online, or a pic I saw online, that gloss may no longer be appropriate or applicable. Now, we've seen pictures in the past. They can be misleading. But Lardon seems to have leaned out. He looks good. You may not be allowed to call him that anymore. And then doubling back to one more football note that I'll try to get to. Yo, half fam, what's up? I am a half chowed, you know this. I've got thoughts on the Patriots. And apparently if we were waiting and waiting and waiting for Bill Belichick to actually announce who the offensive coordinator was going to be, or bring an actual offensive coordinator in, or have an actual succession plan for Josh McDaniels, apparently it's not it. At least not what you Patriot fans were hoping for. It is what it appears. Joe Judge and Fat Matt, Matt Patricia. What? You've got this great young quarterback who went all in the offseason on his mental game, on his physical game, and you're going to turn over his development to those dudes. Come on, man. All of that coming up. Paul Crist next hour. Jason McCourty next hour. Before I go to break, Alvy, let me just check the reaction, see what's up. Chris in Milwaukee. A lot of Wisconsin react. I'm big in Wisconsin. Not as big as Woody, but I'm big in Wisconsin. Chris in Milwaukee. Dear Steve Keim, I also found an effective way to motivate Kyler. It's to put a chart on his door and give him a star whenever he completes a task. Thanks, Kyler's mom. I mean, it's not much different than that, honestly. Except whoever your kid is not making a guaranteed 160 mil. I know Rogan Loam's not.
Rogan, Logan.
Yeah, we have the same conversation all the time. I'll tell you what, I go in this kid's room every day. I don't like to air dirty laundry, but I go in this kid's room every day, and one, there's dirty laundry on the floor every day, much to my chagrin. But I don't know what irritates me more, and I love the kid. I adore the kid. However, what I don't adore is he leaves his fan on every single day, and he leaves his lights on every single day. And we've talked about it like 100 times. So now I've taken to dragging his fan around and hiding it. And he's still not getting the message. I've thrown it away. I put it in his bathtub. I put it in his closet. I move it downstairs. I'll put it in the cat box. He didn't even care. He doesn't even care. Except he left the jacuzzi on again all night the other night. And I actually had a clause for that. You were not to step in that jacuzzi ever again, clause. He didn't like that. Homeboy was in a real funk after that. He doesn't care if I drop his fan in the litter box. The jacuzzi, though, is a thing, man. Hey, Rome, just two more bites of your vegetables, Kyler. Signed the contract. Right? I mean, it's really not that different. And again, it is like online traffic school. They're monitoring him during those 4 hours. Not enough to say, you will watch 4 hours of film. They're also saying, just opening up that tab or dropping in that link or that DVD is not enough. We need to know you're not looking at something else while it's playing in the background. We can monitor that. That was the whole Jamarcus Russell DVD thing. When they back in the day, before there was the technology, they reportedly sent him home with a DVD and said, did you watch it? He said, yeah, I watched it. Of course I watched it. Well, what was on it? You know, this, 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 and this. Not really, Jamarcus. We sent you with a blank DVD. There was nothing on it. Nice try, big fella. That's what this is. Bruno in the Bay. Howdy, Shawshank Romedemption. How much longer before Kyler goes full Kyrie and promotes himself to owner and GM? His superior cognitive ability makes him more than qualified. He has spent plenty of time on franchise mode in Madden, Jim. He is ready. Listen, I'm not going this hard because I went so hard in defending him last year as an MVP candidate. I mean, it disappoints me to be sure. But the story is just so unbelievable. Unbelievable. And by the way, I ask again, who wanted that out there?
Unbelievable.
Who leaked that? That makes everybody look so bad. Who wanted that out there? And I can't imagine Kyler's very happy that it is. But then again, my man, hard to defend how you feel if you're not actually doing the work and you're on record as saying, I'm not going to be a guy who kills himself in the tape room. I don't need to because of my cognitive ability. Wild story. All right, when we come back, phone lines are open for the first hour. 1-800-636-8686. Innovative businesses see every single day as an opportunity to create something new. Dell Technologies advisors are here with tools and expertise to help you do amazing things because Dell Technologies believes there is an innovator in all of us. Learn more about smart PCs powered by the Intel vPro platform that is built for business. Find tech that is right for you by calling a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL, 877-ASK-DELL.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Heads up, it could be a little bit jarring. This is going to be a short segment because that segment was not short. It bleeds. I have the wherewithal. I'm allowed to float those quarter breaks if I've got a lot on my mind and it's important. And that was pretty important. That is just a wild story. Wild, wild story. Now you have an idea of why that took so long. I mean, it was inevitable. That deal was going to get done, but now we know why there was drama and why it took so long and why inevitable. That guaranteed amount was not the guaranteed amount that Deshaun Watson got? Well, the other reason for that is he was negotiating with the Cardinals and not the Browns, who effectively said, we will sell our souls to the devil and you can have whatever the hell you want, Deshaun. Why don't you fill in the amount, Deshaun? You can have whatever you want and we'll guarantee all of it. In fact, why don't you submit us the contract and we'll look it over? We're not going to give you a contract for you and your agent. Why don't you and your agent write us a contract and then we'll look it over? And then where does that leave Lamar Jackson? Well, it depends who you ask. Because according to one anonymous D coordinator, he could win 12 MVPs and it wouldn't matter. So I'll get to that. And then where does that leave the 49ers and Trey Lance and Jimmy G? Kyle Shanahan made it pretty clear that Jimmy G is not going to play there. Okay. But he's still a member of the team. And camp is opening up. But he's not going to play there. And then, of all the negative things that were said in that opening segment, I'm not sure anything can top this. And I just talked about a team putting in a do your homework clause. One anonymous coach in that article by Mike Sando from The Athletic, and it's a good article, compared Trey Lance to, wait for it, Tim Tebow.
Timothy Tebow.
The hell did Trey Lance ever do to that guy to get that guy to compare him to Tim Tebow? Because that is essentially the worst thing you could say about a quarterback. All of that is still ahead. I would ask you, have I given you enough to talk about? But I already know the answer. I've given you way more than enough to talk about in the opening half hour alone. So what are you going to do with it? Shock me. Pick up the phone. Make the call. Get on the air. Get racked. I can help you. But only if you shoot your shot. 1-800-636-8686. Essentially, what is there to be afraid of? So the entire jungle mocks you. So the JTP crushes you. Who cares? Honestly, who the hell cares? Make the phone call. Do you have a strong opinion? Do you like the show? Would you like a gigantic platform? Then just pick up the phone, dial the digits, get on the air. First up, there is a busy morning with a lot going on, so what do you say I get you a sports update? Here it is. Here is Rich Ackerman.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Never thought I'd say this, but Geoff and Lincoln made it better. Hey, Rome Slice, how many times have the Cardinals coaching staff had to use phrases like, we're not mad, we're just disappointed? And if your friends jumped off a bridge, would you do that too? Geoff and Lincoln. It's all fair. I mean, I can sit here and read these all day long. We've already spent the first half hour on this, but a wild story. And again, I would love to know who thought it was a good idea for that to get out. What a bleep show for everybody involved. That makes everybody look so bad. Who let that out? Somebody who had something against somebody. Somebody on aisle four let that out.
Someone call someone.
All right, so I've made it pretty clear how I feel about that. And that hurt me more than that hurt them. Probably not. That hurt them more than it hurt me, but that did hurt me because I feel strongly about the guy and the organization. But I also feel equally strongly that it's a terrible look for the guy and the organization. So why don't we move on to the next topic? You should try and find me because you know what's going to happen? I'm not going to be here next week. Yeah, I said it. I will not be here next week. And I'm going to tell you something else. I'm not going to be here the week after either.
No!
It's not a surprise. I do this every single year. Every single year, I take a month off during the summer. Damn, Rome. You get a lot of vacation time. Why do you take so much vacation time? You answered your own question. Because I get so much vacation time. All right, so let's go to the next topic. I referenced the article that Mike Sando of The Athletic wrote, and it involves NFL quarterbacks. And as part of their ranking, he spoke to some 50 coaches and executives. And some of these quotes, also pretty eye-opening. Why don't we start with Trey Lance? Trey Lance came in at number 29 on that list. All right, so just stop on that for a minute. Trey Lance came in number 29 on the list. Again, it's just a list. It's just a list written by a writer. But number 29. However, the fact that he's 29th on the list and Jimmy G is 16th is an indication of what the quotes regarding those two might be like. And when you get to the quotes themselves, they're even worse than the ranking. One coach whose team plays the Niners this year said, quote, "That would be like my early Christmas present. If they just get rid of Jimmy, so that way he can't play for them, and then make Trey be your guy." End of quote. Uh-oh! Pretty savage. Like, for as much as people pile on Jimmy G, and they all do, those who know that they'd much rather take their chances against Trey Lance than Garoppolo. In the meantime, most of the world is always piling on Garoppolo. This guy's saying it's an early Christmas present if they run this guy and we have to deal with Trey Lance. And there's more. Check out this quote. "You get Russell Wilson out of here, and now we've got Trey Lance playing, and it's like, oh, thank you. It just went from a really good quarterback division to being one of these softer divisions." End of quote. Again, a punch in the face. But that still was not even the most damning thing that was said. He was also compared to the single worst quarterback that you can be compared to. No, not Chad Henne. No, not Blake Bortles. No, not anybody other than this guy. One head coach told The Athletic, quote, "The very little I've seen of him last season, he's got a little Tim Tebow to him." End of quote. I mean, no! Stop. Stop. No! Stop. He's already dead. You've killed him. I mean, the hell did Trey Lance ever do to you, whoever the hell you are?
It's not true.
Must be the worst thing ever. Because comparing a quarterback to Tim Tebow is about the worst thing ever. Why would you ever do that? Well, according to this anonymous coach, Lance has a, quote, long delivery, end quote. And there are, quote, some mechanical things he has to work out, end of quote. In other words, saying a quarterback has a little Tebow in him is the equivalent of saying he has a whole lot of QB bullcrap in him.
Timothy Tebow.
And again, I want to be very clear about Tebow. Maybe the best guy ever, and maybe one of the worst NFL quarterbacks ever. Those two things are not mutually exclusive. They can both be true. Incredible human being. And a really poor NFL quarterback. I mean, that's pretty rough. You got guys out here comparing Trey Lance to Tim Tebow. That's rough. That tells you everything you need to know. Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch better be right about this. Because they're getting rid of a guy who had them this close to winning the Super Bowl for a guy who reminds people around the league of Tim Tebow. And opponents in the division are partying because of it. Again, I'm not talking about Twitter eggs or randos or hot takers. But apparently, legitimate, anonymous NFL sources saying, yeah, I don't know. I look at that guy and I see some Tim Tebow. But it wasn't just the comments about Trey Lance that had people talking. Also coming out of that column, there was an anonymous D coordinator weighing in on Lamar Jackson. Check this out. You've probably seen it already, but if not, check this out. Quote, "He's so unique as an athlete, and he's a really good football player, but I don't care if he wins the league MVP 12 times. I don't think he'll ever be one as a quarterback. He'll be one as a football player, but not a quarterback." End of quote. Honestly, it might be the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Man, I am so sick and tired of this notion that Lamar Jackson is a football player but not a quarterback. It was an asinine take when he was coming out of Louisville as a Heisman-winning quarterback, and it's even more asinine right now. It's like some dopes had some really bad takes on Lamar Jackson years ago, and they have not bothered to update them at all since then, despite the fact that he was the youngest MVP in league history and the second unanimous MVP ever. Remember how stupid it was when that guy said that Jackson was a better wide receiver prospect than a quarterback going into the draft? Yeah, well, this is even worse. Now, I'm not saying Lamar is perfect, but here's what I am saying. As a league MVP, he's 37-12 as a starter. His team is 1-6 without him. This dude is 37-12 as a starting quarterback, and that moron is saying he's not a one. He's not a good quarterback. The guy has better numbers in clutch situations than Patrick Mahomes over the past 3 years, but he's not a good quarterback. This guy's team has never really invested in the offensive line, never really invested in wide receivers, but he was still the best passer in the NFL outside the numbers last year before he got hurt. And how about the part where this dope says, quote, "I don't care if he wins the league MVP 12 times. I don't think he'll ever be a one as a quarterback," end of quote. Just so we're clear about that, Peyton Manning was a league MVP 5 times. This guy's out there saying Lamar could win 7 more than the 5-head and still would not be a good quarterback. Tom Brady is a 3-time MVP. So if Lamar won 12, he'd have 4 times as many MVPs as the greatest quarterback of all time, but still wouldn't be a good quarterback. I mean, at that point, you're telling on yourself. Just say you don't like the man and move on. Just say that and keep moving, because you're clearly not basing any of this on anything football related. What you're saying has nothing to do with football and everything to do with the fact that you just don't like the guy. Admit it. Just admit that you're a hater or a moron, or worse. Because that's really what you're saying when you spew that garbage about Lamar Jackson.
Garbage.
Honestly. And then back to the anonymous head coach who made the comment about Trey Lance having, quote, "a little Tebow to him." I mean, I'll tell you what. You make a statement like that, you clearly have no concern for that man's livelihood and his family. I mean, you do realize a statement like that sticks not only to Trey, but his kids, and his kids' kids. You practically have cursed the Lance legacy for eternity. I mean, who are you? And what are you doing in the summer of 2023, whoever you are? Because I may give you a golden ticket.
Because I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden ticket.
Trey Lance had to think. Yeah, man, I've heard a lot of crap. And I know a lot of crap comes with the job. And I know that I don't have that much experience. And I didn't play that much in college. And I didn't play much last year. And when I did play, I didn't really impress anybody. So I'm going to have to take the good with the bad. And I know this is part of the territory. But Tim Tebow comparisons? Oh, hell no. How am I supposed to bounce back from that? How does anybody bounce back from that? Hey, Kyle, if I were you, I'd take that little jump pass at the goal line out of the playbook. That's damning. That's maybe, comparing him to Tebow might be more damning than putting a homework clause in a contract. Might be more damning than that dope saying that Lamar Jackson could win the MVP 12 times and still not be an actual quarterback or a one. I understand that we are now in a hot take society. Man, there's some stuff flying around, though. But some of that stuff is hot and not unfair. I'll tell you who's skating. Almost to the end of hour number one, and I haven't even gotten to the big fella. On any given day, Mike McCarthy crying about the unfair treatment and his job speculation would have led this show. It has so many times before. But that's how much other hot material there is right now. But I'll get there. Big fella, you're not doing yourself any favors. 1-800-636-8686. So once again, let me state the obvious. I'm doing my job. Hey, look, I love my job. I got the best damn job in the world. They pay me pretty good money to do what I just did. Good job. So I'm doing my job. I respect my job. I don't want to lose this job. You, however, are not doing your job, clones. I know it's summertime. I know you're laying out. You have a phone. I guarantee it's in your hand. I guarantee you're probably using it for the wrong thing, by the way. You're scrolling. You're porning. You're gaming. Use your phone for the right thing. Hit my digits. Call me up. I'm never not amazed when I get on an airplane. The two things about phones that amaze me most of all, adults who game on their phones incessantly while on an airplane. I mean, at least nap it out and rest your brain. And I cannot believe it. I saw a kid the other day, an infant with a phone in its hands. I want to know the record for a toddler using a phone, because I'm telling you, this kid looked like it. I don't know if it was a he or she. It was so young. Couldn't have been more than 6 months old. Just like out of my cold, dead hands. Like, what was that six-month-year-old doing with the phone other than navigating it faster than I can navigate mine? Never too soon to get him started, right?